your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Space time.
Space time. Time to talk some space. Ground control to Major Josh. Do you read us?
Nice.
Kia ora, I read you. I read you. How are you?
Welcome along. For those of you who are unacquainted, this is Josh Arakey, Stardome astronomer. Welcome along. Welcome back to Spaced Out.
Oh, kia ora. Good to hear your voice.
It has been a pretty busy last couple of weeks in space news.
We had some pretty explosive.
I think we'll just get straight on to that. So a rocket exploded. That's the first piece of first item we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we about a week ago we had a giant rocket exploded. One of the biggest non-nuclear explosions in decades, basically. Yeah, it was on the Florida coast. It was the New Glenn rocket. It was one of those massive, huge new rockets. They were firing up the engines just to test the rocket before a launch, and the entire thing went up in flames and exploded and destroyed the launch pad. It was quite spectacular, if I'm honest.
The video from this one is pretty remarkable. And one thing I noticed was the name of the booster. I think it's called Never Tell Me the Odds.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that they named the missions after, you know, certain things that they're trying to do. So in this case, they're trying to land this booster again.
Yeah.
What are the odds of us landing this for the second time? Pretty ironic name for a rocket that just blew up.
So. Yeah. We've been sort of talking on Spaced Out a little bit about this corporate space race for the Moonlander contract the Artemis 3 or Artemis 4 mission. And Blue Origin is one of the contenders. Where does this put them in that space?
Well, that's kind of the issue is, you know, giant rocket exploding. It's easier for us to go, oh, you know, these silly millionaires or billionaires building these rockets, who cares? But, you know, NASA has contracted, you know, Blue Origin and SpaceX to not only build rockets, but to launch things and landers and, you know, all the infrastructure. And this particular rocket is going to be used for the Artemis programs. We don't know the full effects of what the setback's going to be, but, I mean, this could easily be a 6-month, 12-month setback for the Artemis mission, you know, because these rockets... If something goes wrong, you know, they ground them. It's like planes, right? They don't just, oh, we'll build another one, send it up. They have to ground them. They've got to do a full investigation. They've actually got to, you know, repair the launch pad, for example. So there's a huge amount of factors that go into that. And I think probably in the next, you know, few months, we're going to start to see how much of a delay it's going to cause for the Artemis missions.
It wasn't just things on Earth that were going wrong in the space world, but up in orbit as well. There was a leak on the ISS, apparently.
Yeah, this is a kind of an ongoing story, but yeah, I over the weekend I got a notification on my phone. It said astronauts, you know, take shelter on the ISS, and I was like, oh my god, has something hit the space station? But basically, what happened was there's been a kind of consistent, very minor air leak on the space station for decades at this point. It's nothing major. The astronauts are not in any danger. But it got a little bit worse over the weekend, and it was in the Russian segment of the space station. So the cosmonauts went to repair it. Apparently, they got a bunch of like saws and duct tape out. That kind of freaked NASA out. But they told their five NASA astronauts to basically take shelter. So that's when they go into their spacesuits, they go to their spacecraft, and they basically get ready so that if something goes wrong, they just depart, they leave the space station, and they head straight back to Earth. It's kind of like a lifeboat, essentially. It was really brief. It only lasted for a few hours, and they didn't end up doing any major repairs. I think this whole thing's a reminder of that, you know, the space station is almost 30 years old, and it's probably only got, you know, another 4 or 5 years up there. So it's starting to show its age.
Yeah, it's gone well beyond its mission, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't always have like a intended lifespan because it took almost 20 years to get all those pieces up there. But it is old, you know. The first piece of the ISS was launched in like 1997, I think.
Yeah.
It's showing its age. So all of these older segments, especially the Russian and the American ones, cracks form over time. They get micrometeorites that head into it, and you know, it can't stay up there forever because it is a massive, massive piece of infrastructure. And these things are just going to happen. So it's, yeah, I think it's just a reminder that it's, we probably don't, we're not going to have the ISS forever.
Yeah, fingers crossed that the duct tape holds.
Well, yeah, hopefully they don't crack the stalls out again. Freak out now, bro.
Looking forward to the future of space travel now. Artemis 3, the next stage of NASA's moon attempt, is has got a major announcement tomorrow. We're going to find out who the crew is going to be.
Yeah, this is quite exciting. So that NASA, they're going to announce the crew which they're assigning to Artemis 3, which is, yeah, scheduled for 2027, although, like we just talked about, it might be delayed because of the, you know, giant rocket explosions. But yeah, they're announcing the next four crew. They have a pool of about 30, 35 astronauts. So, you know, it could be anyone from this crew, but you can kind of rule out who it's going to be depending on, like, who's in space at the moment, who's already been assigned. And there's kind of like 10-ish, which a lot of people kind of think it's going to be one of these 10 people. Four people are going to be assigned. And yeah, I think it's just going to be cool to see who's going to be on this mission, because it's quite a technically complex mission, and it involves, you know, flying spacecraft that haven't flown in space before. So there's a lot of new stuff that they're going to be doing. So, you know, whoever they pick, they're going to have to be great pilots. They're going to have to be, you know, really well versed in experimental spacecraft and, you know, spacewalking essentially.
Yeah, it sort of gives sort of similar vibes to back during the 60s with Apollo, Gemini, Mercury, when it was a lot of pilots and engineers.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, before Apollo 11, you know, there were multiple previous Apollo missions and the Gemini program, of course, and that was to send, you know, things into Earth orbit. You know, can we dock this lunar lander with our spacecraft? Can we undock? Can we do a spacewalk? And that's kind of what Artemis 3 is. So they're going to be launching Orion, which is the spacecraft they used to go to the moon, with one of the landers made by Blue Origin or SpaceX. So they're going to have to dock with one or both of those landers, test out spacesuits, which are being developed at the moment. So it's all brand new tech, essentially. So, yeah, I'm hoping that it does launch next year, but, you know, there's going to be delays because it is new tech, but B, that giant rocket that explodes. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see who they're going to assign to these missions.
Yeah. That's sort of all that we were going to cover. Was there anything coming up at Te Whatu Stardome that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, we've just started our Matariki season here. So we our show Ngā Whetū o Matariki, the stars of Matariki, the star of the new year. We've started with our winter shows, which they're always super, super cool. And I'm actually just looking out the window. Fingers crossed, touch wood, it's meant to be clear tonight. So hopefully the telescope's going to be out. So if anyone wants to come see telescopes, yeah, we always get those out when it's nice and clear.
Nice. Is there anything happening in the sky tonight that's remarkable, or is it just another night?
Yeah, there actually is. Yeah, if anyone looks to the west, as soon as the sun's gone down, you're going to see two really bright-looking stars. So that's Venus and Jupiter. They're currently in conjunction. And you can just see them. You don't need, like, a telescope or anything. You can literally just look out the window.
Pretty wild.
They're really close. So yeah. Something kind of cool to see. Cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Josh. It's been a pleasure, as always.
As always, I'll speak to you in 2 weeks.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
I've got to say,
yeah,
I'd be pretty worried if